put some clothes on. Whew. Okay, that's better.
You ready, burrito?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm black like than Ace of Spades, more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'll take not any money from the sucker on a humble to get to my way. So I tell
as
you,
a young adult,
when your
like
so-called revolution starts,
you call me, sometimes
and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, Summer of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Suck my ass.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, dudes?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with XX Quantimino. Dynamite. Let's talk about it.
Ooh, what are we talking about?
Art versus Burrito. About the Hard Times Every Coheed and Cambria Album Ranked article.
Wait, so does the Hard Times do non-satire as well?
Yeah, when they're ranking albums.
Okay.
Everything else is satire.
This isn't a joke.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's what they did. Maybe that's why his rankings are so bad.
Oh.
Shot fire!
Hard Times.
On notice. So tell me about this ranking, Art.
Oh, I didn't make this ranking up. This was
yeah, but what is it?
You're the one that presented this homework assignment.
I think it's like a 1 to 10 album listed. How many albums has Coheed released?
10.
10 on this list, right?
How many?
So going 1 to 10.
How many is too many, Rito?
Wait, what?
How many Coheed albums? How many Coheed albums is too many Coheed albums?
Yeah, when did you stop counting? Is what he's asking.
Is that what you're asking?
No,
kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. There are some that I don't like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Surprising.
It's not surprising.
Is it near the end or is it?
Maybe it's
because
they suck.
It's near the end.
Shots fired!
Oh, no. You mean like released? No. I meant near the end of the list. Yeah, those are the ones that suck.
Oh, wow.
So you do agree with
as
this
as he
list.
Goes up higher.
No, I don't agree with his list. Oh, my God. You guys. Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm saying. As he goes up higher, they're worse because it starts off at 10, right? All the way to 1,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it starts off as 10 being the worst, being the right? worst yeah. And then he counts down to the best
But
album.
You disagree with what?
Towards the
I
bottom.
I disagree with his I disagree with the whole list.
The entire list from front to back. Do you have your list from 1 to 10?
But should we do their list first?
Yeah, give us Hard Times.
Okay. In his ranking, he gave the album, and then he gave his Play It Again song and his You Can Skip This song.
Okay.
For each album.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's a good way to do it, I think.
All right, number 10.
Number 10, Second Stage Turbine Blade.
Wow!
Which was the
worst song?
That's fucked.
This guy's joking, right?
That should be in like the top three, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was his worst album.
Cancel!
His Play It Again song is Devil in Jersey City.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
And his Skip song is Here Shot Kid Disaster.
I
don't remember that one.
Definitely a beer song.
That's the one with the scream at the beginning.
See?
Shibooty!
That one?
No.
Oh.
The one where he just screams.
Yeah.
Where you at with that song?
It's the one after that song. So Delirium Trigger is the one with the shishy booty.
I got you.
And then the one after that.
God, I haven't listened to that album in a long time.
It's a good album.
But you disagree with the album's placement on there, but the shout out song or the shout out not song?
Sometimes both. Sometimes both.
Do you agree with the Play It Again?
Beer song
alert.
I think my favorite song is Delirium Trigger because I think that was probably the first song. And I think a lot of Second Stage Turbine Blade, where I put it, I have it first.
Wow. I mean, it's top three for sure.
Oh, yeah. So
mainly because it's like one of the three albums that anyone knows.
Yeah, seriously.
It was a breakthrough album.
It was their first album. I mean, I wouldn't be a Coheed fan if it weren't for that album.
Yeah.
I think some of it is nostalgia also.
Is it the Dragonfly?
Because I've heard it.
Was it the Dragonfly?
It's the one with the Dragonfly on the front.
Speaking of Coheed fan, I saw a dude on the plane when we were coming back from Arizona, and he had a Coheed and Cambria shirt on.
Really?
Damn, and a skullet. And I was like, damn, dude, this guy sucks.
A skullet, really?
A skullet. Like, dude, is this what Burrito looks like? When he's wearing his fucking Coheed shirt?
A skullet is just a mullet with a balding mullet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Dave Mustaine.
He sounds kind of cool to me, though.
Oh, he did not look cool.
Why do you think he sucks, man?
Cargo pants.
So?
And
cargo pants.
I mean, dude, making fun of cargo pants is like 2015, man.
I'm just mentioning what he was wearing.
Describing a simp.
Yeah.
This guy's a total
he
also simp.
Spends, he sounds like a...
He also gives all of his money to his goddess.
Yeah, Coheed
I don't like
Stan.
That part. I mean, he's just a guy his that works at Guitar
Claudio
Center,
Sanchez.
Damn!
His goddess is Claudio Sanchez.
You mean Claudia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Claudia does OnlyFans. Claudio Sanchez does OnlyFans as Claudia Sanchez.
Hi, y'all, Shibooty. Would y'all like to see my Shibooty?
No.
The handle, the username is Shibooty.
Shibooty. Sha Booty.
B-O-O-T-Y.
Yeah. Sha dash Booty. Or S-H-A-H.
Cornifying.
Cornifying in progress.
Cornifying in progress.
Cornifying in progress. So he had it at number 10. You had it at number 1. What came in at number 9?
I just want to tell you, this will be confusing to be like, they had it at 10. I have this at 1. That's pretty. And then you go, he had it at 9. I had it at 5. He had.
We'll do the list over at the end too. Okay. As a summary.
I'll do my list over at the end and tell
the
you
the correct
what I think,
list will be at the end.
Well, if, can we speed this up in the way
if people want to skip this part?
Albums that didn't matter, real quick, to you. The albums that didn't matter.
Your bottom 5
or 3.
Why do you want this at the top, dude?
No, we want to hear that'll help us like kind of eliminate down to where the last ones are like.
Why don't
we just
go down this fucking list?
We're going.
Go 9.
Go 9.
Go 9.
Okay. For second stage, I was also going to say if you're going to go grab this album,
just pirate
I wouldn't
it.
Get the original. I would get the reissue of it because it has a demo version of Everything Evil. It has the acoustic version of June Song Provision with the Army of Darkness intro in it. And it also has a B-side called Elf Tower in New Mexico. That's actually a really good song. So,
is it a real place?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You're such a Coheed stan.
It's a real place on
the
lore.
In the canon.
In the lore. Yeah, in the lore. Elf Tower,
New
Mexico.
They do have an extended universe, don't they?
They do have a Coheed and Cambria cinematic universe.
Concept.
Hopefully.
It's not just a concept album, it's a concept band.
All right, their number 9. Their number 9 was Year of the Black Rainbow.
Don't know it.
Radiohead did that album better, true or false?
Yes.
You mean And Rainbows?
I love the Weird Fishes, dude.
And the Black Rainbows?
Yeah. So they had it at 9. What was their...
They had it at 9.
That wouldn't make sense to me because I've never heard of it.
What was their Play It Again and what was their skip?
Play It Again is The Black Rainbow, and their skip song is The Shattered Symphony.
Shattered Symphony.
Agree or disagree?
The Shattered Symphony.
I don't really like
you
this album.
It.
I also have it at number 9.
Nobody else
so
does.
This is where I agree with them.
9 and 9.
Look, I agree. I've never heard it. So.
That was the downfall of Coheed to me in terms of what I saw as promotion. When they said, hey, can you Coheed album, Black Rainbow? I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah, what stage turbine is this? Yeah. I don't fucking care about Black Rainbows.
Give
me a number.
when did this come out? Can you also say the year?
Let's go through the list here. Second Stage Turbine Blade released in 2002. In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3 is 2003. Good Apollo and Burning Star 4 Volume 1 From Fear Through the Eyes of Madness is 2005.
Have to do that. You don't have to do that.
No, wait. There's more.
It's not even done? The title's not even done? Okay, no. Go on.
Good Apollo and Burning Star 4, Volume 2, No World for Tomorrow.
Fuck, you didn't have to do that.
It's 2007.
Okay. Shit. That's the one
Year
I
of the Black
about.
Rainbow is 2010.
Yeah, wow. Literally after, whenever they stopped numbering them, I was out.
Yeah.
When the title got shorter.
That was the prequel. So that was kind of like...
One? Number one?
The prequel of the end.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next?
Okay. Then it was The Aftermen Ascension, which
is
2012.
What the fuck is going on?
The Aftermen Descension, which is 2013.
Oh, wow.
That's like also a prequel. That's a prequel before Year of the Black Rainbow.
1 second. Oh. When did they move to their home studio? Because there's no way that these major labels still pumping this shit out.
What were they on?
I'm not sure.
Reprise?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, what label are they on? Like Equal Vision?
Equal Vision, yeah.
Tooth and Nail now.
At the very beginning,
really?
They were.
Equal Vision, and then they probably...
Long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they got picked up right after that one. Because you
by
can
the
tell.
Major?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like Atlantic. No.
Probably. I'll believe that. Columbia?
Yeah.
Columbia House?
I'm pretty sure it was by Good Apollo.
Mm-hmm. By that one, for sure.
Well,
but I think,
that?
yeah.
Yeah, good Apollo, the one with the red four on it, right?
Yeah, when the, yeah, one,
that's the red, definitive when the quality, album
when the sound quality shifted dramatically.
I might put that as number one for me.
Yeah, I might agree.
Anyways, keep going with your countdown.
Then there's Color Before the Sun, which is 2015.
That's an album?
Yeah, The Color Before the Sun.
Are you familiar with it?
And then the sun
it?
Came and created a black
is this
rainbow.
Is the acoustic one?
No.
There's an acoustic one, right? Or am I making that up?
No.
Damn it.
It's a
there's scattered no. throughout, like Wake Up.
The Color Before the Sun is outside of the
universe.
Coheed universe.
Sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's notable. I know what you're talking about. It doesn't go with the concept album.
And then?
The concept album.
Exactly. It's then there's the newest ones, Vaxis, Act One, The Heavenly Creatures, which is 2018.
Where are you at with that title? Do you think it's
COVID
badass?
Vaxis.
I like that one. That's fine.
Okay. Do you think that Fauci made them title that because in 2 years he was going to create a plandemic and he wanted us to be
a plandemic?
Wait, did Fauci from 2024 go back in time to rewrite this thing?
Yeah, he said Vaxis.
Yeah, Vaxis.
Right.
And then there's Vaxis Act 2, A Window of the Waking Mind.
2020?
2018.
Sure.
Or also 2018. It was like released in the last half of the year.
Yeah.
So both volumes were already recorded. They just got released at different times.
Probably, and there's a lot of songs on all of those. There's supposed to be 5 acts in the Vaxis series, so
they had to change it because of COVID.
They expect 3 more albums to come out of the Vaxis.
Why would you make a commitment like that?
Because that's Coheed and Cambria, baby.
Does it follow the Coheed and Cambria storyline direct, or is
it's
it
in
like
the same
spin-off?
Universe?
Yeah, it's a spin-off.
It's a different
in the same
planet.
Universe, but it happens way after
Coheed and Cambria existed.
Yeah, Burning Star 4, Volume 2, No Role for Tomorrow.
Makes sense.
So, Claudio's story.
Is it Claudio's or is it a collab?
It's Claudio's.
No. I mean, like, Claudio the character. Claudio is the name of the character that's Coheed and Cambria's son.
Not confusing.
I know. Well, sorry. Yeah,
if
so
if I wrote a concept band, I would definitely call the child in that concept band Gemini Jackson.
That's a good name.
I'm going to be honest.
Was Coheed and Cambria a concept band from the beginning?
Yeah.
Yes.
The very beginning, they
the
were like
name
this.
When they
like
named
the
it Coheed and Cambria.
But, so they didn't retrofit
about.
It into...
No.
Oh, no. Wow.
Well, they were a band called like Shibuti, right?
Yeah,
and that was just kind of a band starting out. And
it was like 2 members.
When they came out like as a band...
They're like, we need to do something more serious. Hey, check this out. This is
concept.
This is a band called Rush.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to love this. Oh, my God.
Is that Tom Sawyer?
His name's Tom Sawyer.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want? Number eight?
Yeah.
Number 8 on the Hard Times list is In Keeping Secret of Silent Earth 3.
There's
what was
a
banger on that one? What was a single? Don't remember which single was on that one.
The singles on In Keeping Secrets is In Keeping Secrets, the title track, Blood Red Summer, and Favorite House Atlantic.
Oh, yeah. What's the play again? Wait, why is this so low? Number 8?
Yeah.
I put that in top 3.
Yeah, it's top 3.
I probably
also.
Got like 4, 3, then
just
one.
Just Favorite House Atlantic is brings it up.
His Play It Again song is a Favorite House Atlantic, and then his skip song is the 2113, which is the hidden track. That's the one that's like... Track
that's a
23.
Dumb ass skip song.
Is that like a jam out
it's
song?
It's a hidden track.
You know what's crazy is that after that, this is 8, right?
Yeah.
From 7 to 1, no one's heard any of the songs from any of those.
Yeah, because he put the best 3 albums at the bottom.
At the end?
Well, I don't know about the Black Rainbows.
Unless he's doing a countdown.
His has been Second Stage, Year of the Black Rainbow, and then In Keeping Secrets.
Maybe that's how they're putting lists together these days because of short attention spans.
It's just to piss people off and to make them talk about it on their podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess so.
just some rubes, dude.
Need to sit your little sexy ass down.
I put In Keeping Secrets at number 2.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's a good call. What's your play it again and what's your skip?
Those two.
Same?
Let's see. My play it again. Well, I don't think you should skip any of these.
Wow.
just like the first one, I don't think you should really skip
I don't know
them.
If you can make an objective list, bro.
Yeah, man, you're too close to it, bro.
If you're going to,
get your
I'm
lips
not really
off
a
his
fan
damn
of Blood
ass.
Red Summer.
Blood
it's
Red.
Kind of my meh song.
Yeah.
What?
This guy.
Yeah.
This
I know
guy.
It's a single, but I'm not into
this
it.
This guy.
This is also the first album where, the second album they released, but the first time where they actually started with their anthem songs.
Tell the story.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's in Keeping Secrets.
Like the big arena rock songs? Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And it's usually always
Welcome Home on that one?
Third track.
A lot more jam band.
Where's Welcome Home? Album-wise.
Welcome Home is on
Apollo.
The next album.
Shit.
Apollo.
Tell us about it, Burrito. Number 7.
I mean...
Yeah, number 7.
Are you still on 8?
Okay.
We could come They're back around, 7. Right? Because you got to give us your order.
No, he is. He's telling us in real time.
Oh, shit. Mind blown.
Because you told me to do that.
Yeah,
I did. Did I tell
and
you
And then
to
he's
going to
summarize yes. it at the end. Right, his list. Okay. And then he's going to hit us with facts.
I get it now. At
and
least
this is
going to
be the entire
7.
Episode.
That's cool.
Hard Times number 7 is The Afterman Ascension.
Is that also your number 7?
No, I have weird thing about the Afterman Ascension and Descension. There's yeah. only 9 tracks on each one.
Wow.
And both of them have prologue songs that are like
skippable.
Just kind of
18
intro.
Minutes.
Yeah.
How
no,
long
like,
are these albums?
Like minute long intro songs. Uh-huh. They're not very long. They're like 9 tracks each.
And so, one of those tracks is 1 minute, is what you're saying? 9 tracks,
song.
One of them is 1 minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Ascension Descension is supposed to be kind of like a double album.
You're a double
yeah.
album.
Yeah,
you're
a double
been,
album.
It could have
bitch.
Been one album, it sounds like.
Who are you calling double album?
Yeah, you're a double album, dude.
It's kind of like a really long single album. I guess that's why they split it up, because there is a lot.
Because it's over 72 minutes. Like, fuck!
Story in it. Yeah.
Eat your booty.
Chill out, Claudio. We'll do 2 releases,
oh,
okay?
Oh, fuck! Can we do it in the same year?
I put them both at like I have Ascension and Ascension as 5 and 6. So
okay,
they're kind of in the middle.
Middling.
Yeah,
interchangeable.
Yeah, his Keep It song is Good Night Fair Lady. His Skip It song is Subtraction.
Yours?
I don't think I hadn't got to this one.
That's
to
fine.
Really tell you like the best one, but
skip the first track.
Skip the album.
Oh
yeah, if you want, you can skip the.
This
first
is a throwaway
one.
Album.
No, don't skip this album. This
oh,
one,
wow.
The Afterman Ascension is actually really good.
Well, give me the best song on it.
Yeah, what's the best song to you
I
on
don't
that?
Know. I would not skip any of the ones that are called Key Entity Extractions.
Because they're key to the storyline. You're going to miss so much in the next album, bro.
Why does he use such big words, though, dude?
Big titles.
Big words in the big titles.
Have you seen his hair?
And big hair.
Big hair.
Don't care.
The whole idea is that the Afterman is supposed to be Cyrus Amory. He gets lost in the key work, which is like
Christ.
The stuff that holds all the planets together in their little...
We call it gravity.
It's the triangle in the Coheed symbol.
I see.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Bermuda Triangle.
The logo.
Okay, in terms of story... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Each one of the key entity extractions is... a person's soul that Cyrus Amory gets inhabited by, and so he lives their story. So each one of those is a different story. So Domino the Destitute is about a boxer. Hollywood the Cracked, that's actually probably one of my favorite songs on this one. Hollywood the Cracked is about a crazy girl that's like a stalker.
Oh wow,
that's crazy, man.
Roseanne Barbiturates.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Was she a suicide girl?
Did she come in through the bathroom window?
She came in through the bathroom window.
Domino the Destitute is pretty good. Also, there's some cool stuff that they do with like...
guitars?
No.
Drums?
No. With
bass.
With,
acapella?
With sounds from like
nature sounds?
A boxing match.
Oh, I see. Pugilist.
So you hear that kind of stuff.
I mean,
and,
sampling?
And Evagria the Faithful is actually a pretty cool
Viagra
song
the Faithful?
As well.
Wait,
Evagria.
Evagria?
Vagria.
She's one of the persons.
Vagria, like a vagrant woman.
Really?
Vagria, dude.
Like a vagina?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all really good. The other ones, I guess you could kind of skip those if you wanted to. They're good songs,
Can we
songs,
skip the
though.
Album?
He
no,
said
you
don't.
Can't skip the album. It's
this
good.
Is the same album.
You can't skip it. Dude,
what's the name of the album again?
You can't continue to skip this album.
The Afterman Ascension.
See, I'm not even familiar with that. And there's a Descension? And that's a whole different album?
But you bring us up just to bring us back down?
Yeah. Why do you build me up?
Build me up,
Buttercup. All right, go ahead.
Okay. The Hard Times number 6 is where he has Color Before the Sun.
Yeah.
He has Keep... is Ghost, or not Keep, Play It Again is Ghost.
Like the band?
Skip It is Island. Yeah, like the band.
Mm.
I have Color Before the Sun as number 8.
Wow.
Sucks ass.
Agree.
There's actually one song on there that I'm like, this could actually be a Coheed song. It's the second one.
You know, they technically
it's
all
the second
are.
One. It's called Eraser. I mean, like fitting in the story. So that's actually a pretty good song. I guess my deep cut songs on that one are probably Young Love and The Audience. If you're interested in some deep cut songs.
On your number eight album, not that interested. Can I skip this album?
So, yeah, is it skippable?
Yeah, you could probably skip it. Here's the thing though, like I'm trying to like put the album in order, but there are some good songs on here that I like.
Yeah.
And the acoustic song, which is Ghost, which he has as the Play It Again song. That's actually one of their better acoustic songs. Like it's really different from what
better
they do.
Better than Wake Up?
What's my other favorite good acoustic song?
Wake Up.
No. Nah.
And I will ignore
it. Might be better than that one. I don't know.
Damn, dude.
I don't know. I have a favorite acoustic song, and it's probably not on one of the albums that you've heard. So
Time of Your Life?
Because it's one of the very new ones.
Butterfly by Weezer?
No, absolutely not.
I would totally skip Peace to the Mountain, which is the last song on there.
Peace of the Mountain. It's just a whatever song.
It's not great. Yeah, and all the other songs I didn't mention.
Peace of the Mountain is just a rock, right?
Here to Mars is their single, and You Got Spirit Kid is the other single on this one. I don't like either of those, so you could skip those as well.
I hate when people call other people kid. It really pisses me off.
Especially if they're a literal child.
Colors isn't bad, and Atlas is pretty good. Atlas is also one of those that I could probably see as being in the universe of Coheed.
Sure.
So, yeah. Like I said, it's number eight, so it's better for me than Black Rainbow and better than another one that's actually in the universe. So.
Oh, hold on to your dick holes.
I'm actually okay with it. For a long time, I was like really standoffish of it because it wasn't in the universe. Hey. And then I like put it in my CD player in my truck and just listen to it over and over again. And it really grew on me. So
shit.
It's just one of those albums you have to listen to a lot. It's like either you start liking it or you start hating yourself more.
Yeah.
Monkey paw.
Okay. Hard Times number five. That's where he has After Men Dissension.
Yeah. Which is your six or five.
What was the last album?
Five or six. Yeah.
This is off topic.
They're kind of interchangeable for me. I actually kind of like Dissension better than Ascension. So
what?
Color Before
Kianity
the Sun.
Extraction.
Kiwi five. Extraction?
Key
Entity Extraction 5.
I'm not talking about Kiwis. Sentry.
It's the last person that inhabits him. It's Sentry the Defiant.
Huh? Oh. Are we still talking about Claudio?
No.
No, Ramonti. We're talking about Cyrus Amory.
Cyrus
Amory.
The Virus from Con Air.
He's what the Amory Wars are named after.
Is that
after.
John Malkovich?
Gotcha.
Yeah. And he says Skip 2 is my favorite one. Pretty good song too. I don't know why you didn't like that one.
Maybe it's the tempo.
My deep cuts on that one, I think, is probably The Hard Sell or Number City. Those are pretty good. Gravity's Union is also really good too. I actually really liked Ascension. It was tough for me to put Ascension and Ascension in the middle.
Uh-huh.
But there are better albums above it. But it is a really good album, or double album, I guess.
Okay, here's a question. If if sci-fi still had money,
SYFY?
Like, yeah, if SYFY, do you think they would give Claudio a fucking series where he could put all this in a very cheaply done way?
How much do you think they would give him?
$1 million per season.
Per season, yeah, that sounds like it. 26 episodes.
26?
Yeah. Do it for 40 grand, Claudio.
It's all done on green
screen. And on that point, is in terms of storytelling, like with like structure and stuff, is he that good at doing that? Because it seems like a bunch of like sprawling storylines, but I'm just like, as a story, does it fit together? Is it like
coherent?
Is it coherent?
Do you feel like you could live in this universe?
Yeah,
or is it just cool because it's songs?
No, it's graphic
novel. Pretty good. And honestly, really, the only albums where you can really follow the story somewhat are the first two, maybe the third one. But after that, he really gets away from like referencing the characters and stuff because he's really writing more about like his own life. He's bringing a lot of his own life into it. And
how do you separate the art and the artist, dude?
He's like, oh, by the way, this is, you know,
story about a girl,
this person's story, right?
Yeah.
So he's writing about his life, but then he goes, oh, and this is this character story, right?
Yeah.
And so it kind of gets a little muddy. I mean, the story is there. Like, he's written story, and he's just like, oh, and this is a song that goes with this part of the story kind of thing.
Okay.
But he's really written the song about something that's happened in his life, right? But not for the first two albums. The first two albums are, like, very story-driven, and, like, that's when they were really kind of sticking to their
guns.
To their concept album, Guns, yeah. I think that's why I like those the best. But yeah, anyway, sure. Number four on Hard Times list is Vaxxis Act 2, which is the newest album. that's come out. His Keep It song is Shoulders, or his Play It Again song. I don't know why.
That's where they give you the
Keep
shot.
Keep It's fine. It's yeah. fine.
His Keep It song is Shoulders. His Skip It song is Window Heads. Of the Waking Mind. I don't really like any of these.
How about the album? Can you skip it?
I have this at number 10.
Hey, trap.
Everyone.
Yeah, it makes
could
four
be
on
because
Hiss.
I have the least amount of time listened to it.
Sometimes I think you shouldn't have to fight
listen to
pieces of art.
No. Right. I think it probably like sucks because it was that... funded by Pfizer.
Shit.
That's probably why, because it's literally an industry plant.
the one that I briefly listened to that I'm like, this is kind of an interesting song is called Ladders of Supremacy.
Oh, no.
I'd like to climb that ladder.
Oh, no. I'm trying to get Grand Dragon on that shit.
Grand Dragon.
Yeah, dude. Fuck.
But I'm really not into the other one, so...
Or the album.
I don't know.
And he has that number three?
Yeah, number four.
Number four, okay. Mm. Okay.
What he has for number three?
Okay, so these are... We're getting to the top three. His shit. Number
drum
three...
Roll, please.
Excuse me. Is No World for Tomorrow.
Is that a Bond movie?
His Keep It song...
Yeah.
Huh?
Is that a James
Apollo
Bond movie?
Two. Oh, maybe.
Mm.
There's Die Another Day. No.
Give me a snapper on that one.
Anyway, his Play It Again song is Feathers, and his Skip It song is... Oh, what is that one? I just put three.
That's all right, man. We're near the top.
The End Complete. What's it called? No World for Tomorrow?
Yeah.
The End Complete 3.
So what are yours?
Which is The End Complete. I would say you shouldn't really ever skip any of the songs within one of their suites. You know, the ones that are all kind of named the same.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of made to listen to them together. But this one has 5 songs in the suite.
Shit.
Which is really tough.
Again, I don't think we should always have to fight your art.
Oh, yeah. I'll go with you one time. You listen to it one time and then you skip it if you don't like it. If it sucks.
The album?
If it sucks, otherwise you're just like in this abusive relationship with Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah, that's why there's so many listed on Discogs.
Yeah, because you got Completist, dude. Completist elitist over here.
I have No World for Tomorrow placed at number 4.
Yeah.
Number 3.
That's okay. It's close.
Suck in my dick and eat in my ass.
I can't believe he has Vaxxis One this high.
That's a later album, right? Like the latest?
Yeah, one of the latest ones. It's my
Play it again.
Deep cut fave song on No World for Tomorrow is Gravemakers and Gunslingers.
Yeah, you do love that song.
I love that song.
It's a rock song.
No World for Tomorrow is their anthem song, which is also really badass. Feathers, which he has as his Play It Again song, is kind of my meh. You can probably skip that song.
That sounds
really like
very burrito beer songy.
And then the last two on the album, it's where the incomplete kind of runs out of steam for me. The first three in that the incomplete suite are really good.
Incomplete
but then
suite.
It kind of
derails.
Kind of slows down the last two. You can finish them out, but
you don't
you
have
wanna,
to
finish me off.
If you want to skip to the next CD, you
have Burrito's permission.
You have my permission, yeah.
Is this skip album too?
No. Oh. It's a numbered album. You don't skip numbered albums.
Yeah.
Number 2 for Hard Times is The Unheavenly Creatures, Vaxxis One.
My God.
So he has a pretty high.
Yeah, but at 9.
This fan is like 19 years old or something.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have Year of the Black Rainbow as number 9.
Oh, right.
Okay, so Vaxxis One
I'm
is
feeling a generational 8. Divide with your list and this guy's list.
Yeah, maybe he's a zoomer.
He has his Play It Again song as The Gutter, and he has his Skip song as Toys. My Skip song is also Toys.
You don't like how short the title is?
Yeah, it doesn't have any numbers. Yeah.
Maybe that's
there's no
what it
semicolons
is.
Or dashes.
Yeah. Umlauts.
M dashes or N dashes.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. There's no flavor.
My favorite acoustic slow song is on this album. It's the last song called Lucky Stars.
Wow.
It's an acoustic banger.
So is this on your list?
Oh, is this a song that gets you instantly laid?
Maybe
by a goth bitch.
Shit. Still getting laid.
I would say, okay, true. So where do I have Unheavenly Creatures? I have it as number
Second.
Seven.
Wow.
So what was this acoustic song that we have to listen to?
Pish Posh.
Lucky Stars.
How does it rank against Butterfly by Weezer in terms of grade?
Yeah,
infinitesimal.
I don't know.
1 and 2.
How about the Jamie acoustic
one
version?
One of my favorite anthem songs, though, is on
Anthem
Vaxxis,
by Good Charlotte.
So it is the first two tracks on here. The prologue leads into The Dark Sentencer, which is
The Dark Side.
When you say anthem songs, you're just talking like anthemic. Arena rock.
Like big, big arena rock songs.
Like opera. I mean,
we're like, not going to take how, it.
This is
no,
how they're starting.
We are
going to
take it.
This is how they're starting their show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, getting me pumped.
How are you getting them erect?
I'm still waiting in line for a shirt.
To me, this is my return to form.
Shit.
Oh, Vaxxis won?
That sounds like such a professional lion burrito.
Right, return to sender.
So, you know, No World for Tomorrow was 2007. Year of the Black Rainbow's in 2010. They have a reprieve with The Afterman, Ascension, Descension. But then they've got like The Color Before the Sun, which, sucks. Again, I said I wasn't really into. So they had some misses for me.
It was
kind of
retardando for their
career. Yeah, a bit retardando their effort.
2013, which was when the
Return
last Afterman came out, to 2018, you know.
Five years?
That's 5 years. And they released this as a
double
this is their single. This is their single, right? The Dark Sentencer was their single. The first thing they released, and it was a YouTube video where it was just, it's kind of like one big painted picture, which looks really nice. Uh-huh. And it's kind of animated, but it doesn't really move that much. And it's just kind of moving really slowly as the song is playing. It's really badass. If you look it up on YouTube, I recommend watching it. Yeah, it's called The Dark Sentencer. One of my favorites. So,
one of your favorite music videos?
Songs.
No, but one of my favorite songs from
How
them.
Does it rank against Gangnam Style by Psy?
Way above that.
Style. Oh my god.
My deep
sexy lady.
Margarita. How does it rank against that?
Yeah, Los Del Rio.
Yeah, and Cheerleader.
My second favorite songs on here, deep cut second faves, are All on deep Fire and It Walks Among Us. I really, really like those songs. And a pretty good, interesting song. Also, kind of my deep cut is Nighttime Walkers. So those are probably the ones on here. So even though those songs are really good as a whole album, there's a lot of songs that are kind of meh for me. They're okay, but they don't really stand out, which is why.
Does Claudio use the phrase Ascension, nocturnal emission?
He has to.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Notes from a Nocturnal Emission, part three.
And then, so,
he reads his
of
underwear.
Course, Hard Times number one is Good
Markings
Apollo.
Of a Nocturnal Emission, part seven.
Good Apollo and Brainstar 4.
Sorry, start that over. I was talking all over your ass.
Hard Times number one, best album is Good Apollo, I'm Burning Star 4.
That's fine.
From Fear Through the Eyes of Madness.
They're not wrong.
What's on that one?
That's the one with
Oh.
Their singles from that one is Welcome Home, 10 Speed, Of God's Blood and Burial,
You could
This is also a really good song for me. I mean, a really good album for me. Obviously, I have it at number three.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if I had to choose a skip song, it would be... let's see. His played again song is Apollo 1, The Writing Writer. Is that, I think it's what
Lame.
It's called. Yeah, The Writing Writer. And his Skip It song is The Willing Well 1, Fuel for the Feeding End. That's in the Willing Well suite. So there's four
songs. So you can't skip it, according to Burrito Slut.
You can't skip it. And it's one of the, honestly, it's one of the better songs. I don't know why he doesn't like that one.
But you love it.
I do like
Fuck
it.
This guy.
Welcome Home is their kind of anthem song on this one. It's pretty good.
It's the anthem song.
I like it. Yeah.
If you're going to introduce someone to one Coheed anthem song, that would be the song.
No, it's the other one, the one? Good Eye Sniper.
That's not an anthem song, though. It's like a pop song. We're talking.
Yeah, I guess
Open the show up with some raging guitars.
The acoustic one on here is, I think the one you were talking about is Wake Up. That one's on here.
The best acoustic song.
Wake Up.
It's okay. It's the one that's like...
don't diss that song.
Like,
well, I will ignore you.
Fucking shit, dude.
Yeah.
I'll walk out of this fucking podcast, dude, if you do that again.
This one, like, this one probably has the best breakup song.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Which is The Willing Well 4, The Final Cut.
Dude, if I played any chick... any Coheed song, she would break up with me.
Yeah, they're all
breakup
songs.
They're all breakup songs. If I had a chick who decided to wake up. If I had this song and I played it for a chick, I don't think she would get that I'm breaking up with her.
She goes, "Oh, are you a nerd now?"
No, this is the one where like if you are feeling kind of
broken
like,
up with,
brokenhearted.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand that feeling.
You can listen to this song.
Yeah, and, I don't understand that.
He
feeling.
He doesn't have a heart.
Yeah.
Because this song is like, it's the one that's like, "I'll crush your face in the door."
Shit! You
know, oh, shit.
It's you a dirty TV song? Little heart.
It's the last, it's the last one. On this
oh, no.
Okay, oh, no. Man.
So anyway.
My summarize, list, yeah.
From top to bottom, best to worst.
From front to back, as
from
it were.
From 10 to 1.
Tell us about it, burrito.
10.
Second stage, Turbine Blade, number
oh.
1.
Shit. 9. Oh.
In Keeping Secrets, number 2.
Yeah.
Good Apollo, number 3.
Yeah.
No World for Tomorrow, number 4.
Sure.
Honestly, those are the top
interchangeable.
4.
Interchangeable.
Sonk.
Pretty interchangeable.
No,
I think
wouldn't put
I
No World
have...
for Tomorrow anywhere in the top 3.
Wow.
It belongs in number 4.
And number 4.
Maybe even
yeah,
number 6
I would say
me.
1, 2, and 3 are pretty...
It, solid.
Kind of your core Coheed.
Coreheed.
Yeah.
Sounds of a dragonfly.
Coreheed.
Or maybe yeah. Corambia.
Oh, Recordified!
There it is.
Corefied. Afterman, Ascension, Descension is 5 and 6. But those are kind of interchangeable for me also, as I feel like they're kind of one album.
Matthew, goodnight!
What's that one?
Goodnight, sweet Adeline! Sweet Josephine, and you calling me on.
Blood Red Summer.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
7 is Axis One on Heavenly Creatures. 8 is Color Before the Sun. 9 is Black Rainbow. And 10 is the newest
two.
One, Vaxis 2.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my list.
I agree.
There it is.
Thanks
there
for breaking that down, buddy. Look.
Extensive.
I had to make an Excel spreadsheet for
of
that.
Of course. Actually, the listeners have been clamoring for more Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah, man.
And like, and we said, look, we got one guy. One guy!
There's only one guy that can help us now.
Yeah, we'll leave it in the show note captions. Yeah.
There'll be a link to the drive.
To the Excel. Yeah. To the Google Drive.
And his point-by-point reputation.
An undressing, if you will. You know why this guy is embarrassed? Because he's embarrassed by Burrito, who undressed him. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, this Hard Times guy really showed his ass.
Showed his ass.
I listened to a lot of Coheed the last 2 weeks.
I'm sure you did, dude.
Still listening.
Some fucking decisions.
God, we should have talked about it last week. So,
you know what's crazy? I never put two and two together, but Coheed and Cambry is definitely like a premium comic book music.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
It makes sense that you're into comic books because this is like very... In that world.
Look, if you just like
conceptual.
If you just go like take Coheed, substitute with Dungeons and Cambria and substitute that with Dragons, you have Dungeons and Dragons.
Shit!
Nerd shit, dude.
Well, and the fact that it's like kind of never, it's an never ending story. There's like a new.
Never ending story! Whoa, 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 whoa.
Are you doing the Newfound Glory cover?
Yeah.
I gotta learn all the triggers and avoid them, dude.
There is no avoid.
It's a slippery slope
where you can turn it into
any.
Yeah, that's
conversation
true.
Will have a drop.
Yeah, you're right, dude. I don't know why I'm trying to avoid it. I think it's just because that you keep doing that Claudio voice and it's making me hard.
And you've already told me to stop.
Well, because it's making me hard as fuck. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of getting hard,
bursting at the seams. Yo,
my deep cut album.
Tell me about deep cut albums.
Is Afterman, Ascension, Descension?
Wow, damn. That's his dark horse.
Yeah, that's my deep cut album. That's the one that hurt me real bad to put as low as it was.
Wow. It cut him deep. That's what he means by deep cut album.
Yeah. Do you have it at 5?
Deep. Yeah, that's what it
5?
Is.
I like the idea
five,
that Burrito five, six, just yeah. just like thinks of these terms in completely different ways.
It's because he's Rolling Stone.
Because he's because he's like Beer Song Man.
Yeah. Beer Song Man. It's like a reggae ska type song.
Beer Song Man.
Beer Song Man.
Beer it's Song like Man Trojan by the Bumble Clots.
Finger dick or dick hand?
Ooh.
Explain this. What the fuck?
Hey, can you explain yourself?
Explain yourself.
There's this Netflix show that's like made in Italy, an animated
Italy,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot the title of it, but there was just a quick line in it that had something to do with a finger dick or a dick hand. So would you rather have your dick as a finger or the fingers on your hand as dicks?
So my dick is a finger.
Yeah.
Just another finger.
Still the same dick size.
That one.
like an 11th finger?
Than to have five dick
hands? Yeah.
Dude, as a finger blaster?
Right? Yeah.
Do you realize how what I could do with five dicks in my fingers?
Dude, your hands serve completely different purposes.
Yeah, but
you need
they
them
would,
to be tactile. Each one would have work a load. With them. Imagine trying to cut something and you cut your dick.
Oh, yeah. Cause, so I can't do this with my dicks.
I think at that point you would innovate something that would protect your dicks when you're doing other things with them.
Or condoms. You could just have a prehensile cock.
Yeah, is it
so
prehensile?
You like the finger dick?
Yeah, because you could get the G-spot like this.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Oh, and as a finger, then I could finally use my dick for good. Because right now, my dick is shit.
It's, but if I had a finger dick. Cock. Right. You got a garbage dick.
I know. But if I could take my finger, can I use my finger that already knows how to finger vaginas?
Yeah,
put that on my dick.
The strength of his finger is all down here. And then this is just finesse.
Would it still be prehensile?
But he can lift a whole woman.
Yeah, I want my. I think I want my middle finger.
This is the
to be
one where you're just really busting.
No, you have all fingers.
You're like fucking
all, a hand. My dick. That's a dick hand.
Yeah,
I'm talking about your dick is prehensile.
Yeah, but the fingers on your hand are dicks for a dick hand.
Yeah, I know. But
there's or. I don't want a dick hand.
He's defending dick hand, and you're
he's
all
out.
About
no, no,
the,
no.
He's
I'm,
out.
No, no,
oh,
no.
Everybody's
no.
about the finger.
No,
dick right
I'm down about the. I'm on the finger dick, dude.
All right, two finger dicks. Where you at, burrito?
I'm still confused about what is a finger dick and what's a dick hand.
Yeah, it is confusing.
A finger dick. Take a dick where it's located now, and instead of a dick, it's a finger, and it acts like a finger, too.
But do you still have your fingers?
Yeah, you still have hands.
So you don't have a dick, then?
Right, it's a finger. It's like an 11th finger.
So you can hold a pencil with it or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have no dick at that point.
It's still like in the dick location.
Yeah,
but
you have
a
finger for a dick.
Yeah.
The you can still use it as a dick.
But are you going to have a...
Is it pleasurable?
Intercourse?
Are you going to have a finger orgasm, or is it just a finger?
Okay.
Oh, damn. Don't even go there, man. I think that would be
illegal.
It's
still got a head.
Does it have a little spout for your cum to come out of?
Can you still pee out of it?
Yeah. No. It just sweats cum.
Yeah.
It just sweats cum.
At that point, you have a cloaca, and you don't even have a sexual organ called a dick.
But is it fun?
I don't know.
Is it pleasurable?
Now look, if it is between pleasure,
like
having a hand or a hand dick hand is nice because you got five times the orgasm.
10 times.
All you're doing is sitting around orgasming.
Dude, telling people to pull your finger? Come on, dude. Shit. That's fucking fun.
Or you're pulling your own finger.
Keep pulling it.
I thought when you said finger dick that your finger on your hands, one of your fingers was a dick.
Oh,
well, that's what dick
finger?
Hand is.
Yeah, that's what a dick hand is.
It's very confusing.
But it's 10 dicks.
See,
finger dick
hand,
or dick
I
fingers.
You're replacing your whole hand with a penis.
Shit. Like, just
one
dick.
Giant
like, would you rather have one nub like that's a penis
one
or one finger?
I like that, dude.
I
want
to fist
these whores, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine the load on that thing.
You'd just be like
a fucking garden
hose. You'd be like fucking Mega Man.
That is like Mega Man. Blast. These bitches.
Master Blaster, bro.
Yeah.
Math Blaster.
What are you going with?
I don't know.
Are you still confused on the definitions?
You can kind of make up your own definition.
Yeah, what
do
you
Yeah, what's your favorite of all these definitions?
Yeah, all,
just go with that.
No wrong answer.
No wrong answers.
I would be uncomfortable not having hands that can grasp things.
Agree.
Yeah. But you have 10 penises for fingers.
You just always have to recover.
That's a
but then
thing.
They'd go all, if you wanted to use them, you'd have to get like super excited so that your fingers.
And then you wouldn't even be able to just, you know, do this,
bend
articulate.
And, stuff.
And then they'd, so
you
they'd
would just be like,
so
do, like chopsticks.
Be like
chopsticks.
Hot dogs.
I guess at that point, I would keep one hand.
Wow, Ben.
Fingers.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd have one hand that.
Oh shit!
A giant dick.
You're changing it up,
yeah.
Mega Man,
dude. You know what? I'm thinking about it now. Like I could suck my own dick very easily, dude.
Really
I
easily.
Could,
yeah.
You
like
just
have barbecue
sauce on them.
You just eat Cheetos.
Yeah, like Cheetos. Clean Cheeto dust.
and
it would be fun to like do it as quickly as possible, so make sure that they all stay lit. You know,
put your whole hand in your mouth.
Stay lit, yeah. Or you could just put your whole hand in your mouth and never. Everyone would just be walking around with hands. Everybody would just be walking around with hands on their mouth.
Sucking their thumbs like babies.
I was sucking my damn thumb.
They would never, babies would never stop sucking their thumb.
Yeah, shit.
Shit.
It's like, yeah, well, you still do it, Dad.
Hey, speaking of tips.
Yeah.
Well, mine comes.
Oh, we were going to skip this one.
Yeah, we're skipping
comes.
That one. Yeah.
I like that book.
Me too.
Mine comes.
Mine comes.
Mine it's like comes. K-U-M-Z.
Z, yeah. No, it's K-U-M-P-F-Z.
It's M-E-I-N-K-U-M-Z.
Mine comes. It's K-U-M-P-F-Z.
Comps.
Comps. Yeah. Mine comps.
It translates to my loads.
Yeah.
That's about Hitler's
It's about Ava and all the shitty she stuffed in his butt.
Damn, dude. She's an old bitch, too.
Sounded
man.
With cyanide.
Could've got anyone.
Well, yeah, Sounding with cyanide is a poem.
Sounding with cyanide. Holy shit.
So we're skipping Smart Man, okay.
Cassettes!
10 of the most valuable cassette tapes from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, so if you have like sealed copies of these tapes, it's like worth something.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. And these are like things from the 90s.
I didn't
like
have any of these.
Everybody opened.
What's the list?
I didn't bring the list because Burrito bought the list. Oh, I don't want to take up all the time, guys. But I just wanted to bring up tapes.
Okay. Hanson. I'm out.
He's been out!
I stay out on cassette tapes. I will always be out on cassette tapes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not into them anymore, but I used to.
They served a purpose.
Quite a few
at the time. Look, it's romantic to think about the music kind of your usage of the music sculpting the music itself. Because as you play the songs, the tape stretches and it has this physical quality to it. So some songs are going to be slower than when you first heard them because you've worn them so much.
It's stretched.
Right? So it's kind of romantic to think about. But also, I want to know for a fact that the song I'm listening to is a song I listened to when I was a kid.
It's off the master.
You like Fidelity.
I like
Fresh
Fidelity.
Fresh off the master.
Yeah. So, you know, digital format.
I hear you. That's why I like vinyl because it's rigid.
It also does the same stuff. So it like becomes, you know, warped or it's not as loud as the grooves go.
Take care of your
worn.
Shit. Oh, man. Take care of your shit.
If you played a record nonstop for like 10 years,
it would wear down. We're just having an analog digital argument now. But records are built to be played 1,000 times. And how often do you think you listen to something 1,000 times? Just buy another one.
One song.
Yeah. Another one.
The whole point is you don't have to if it's digital, dude. And it's not any better.
I do have some nice memories with my Hanson cassette.
Shit.
And my...
Did it make you feel like you could rule the world?
What do you mean?
When you're just like walking down the street with your Walkman and your shitty headphones and... exactly. And you're spinning as you're walking down the sidewalk. You're doing a little dance. You're going to the sea store. You're getting a drink, maybe a cherry cola.
How does the first verse of Umbop go? Yeah.
Jackson had a lot of cassette tapes. I had a bunch of mixtapes.
Yeah, wow. Same.
But you take off the radio?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
294.1.
You remember the Firebird that I used to drive?
Yeah.
That only had a tape deck in it. It didn't have a CD player.
Yeah. Do kids do audio stuff anymore? You know, like when we were growing up, just sound systems in cars was like the thing. It's because we didn't have the internet. we had to like soup up our externalities to kind of match ourselves. But if you just have everything at your disposal and the kids don't even drive anymore, like what do they do? Right? Fap. What is their thing?
I don't even think they fap, dude. I don't think Zoomers get hard ons anymore, dude.
Oh no. The genitals are falling off.
They're all fucking demisexuals, bro.
Damn.
Demisexual is just everyone's a demisexual.
It's
a
cloaca takeover.
Yeah, the cloacal takeover. The cloacover.
Cloacover.
Overcornified.
You started it, dude.
10%.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I had Garth Brooks cassette tapes, too.
Tell me about Garth Brooks.
I fucking love it, dude.
One cassette I remember is The Presidency of the United States of America.
Peaches.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
A lot of good songs on there.
Yeah. I remember specifically because we had a friend named Carla. I let her listen to my Walkman, and the song goes... Carla the stripper.
Oh yeah.
Straight from LA.
Oh yeah.
You're pretty cool for a naked chick in a booth.
Yeah.
Let's be friends someday.
That's the last song on like side B called Naked and Famous, right?
Put some clothes on and call me.
Naked.
I saw you. It was incredible. Dude, the president's fucking ruled.
Hey, yeah, that's
that was back when the president's were really cool.
I gotta go dig out that CD and put
sure.
it in.
Sure.
Yeah, listen to that song. That's a fun song. But she didn't find it fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
She sounds I can like see a that. Bitch.
What was your song on there, Brian McFly?
Oh, Cousins. I don't know. I didn't have that, dude.
You said Peaches. It's on
there. Upset alone in a buggy marsh.
Like Dune Buggy.
Totally
like Kitty.
Yeah.
I like Pump Up the Jams.
All of them. All that whole album.
We're not
going to
make it.
That album is a banger.
We're not going to make
no.
it.
No. No. We're going to make it.
And then they're cool guitars with like 2 strings and 3 strings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're allowed to do that.
I want to be naked and famous. 10%.
Yeah, 10%. So, you know how people say, like, I'll give my 110%?
Yeah.
I don't get that, man.
Sure.
It's 10% bullshit.
You know why? Because people don't do math anymore.
Yeah.
People are really bad at math.
To me, that 10% is like a third half.
Look, it's 10% pleasure, 20% pain.
What's that?
50% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
Shit.
That's too many percent.
I know. I can't remember. That? No, it's a Fort Minor.
Oh. Mike Shinoda's group. Or just Mike Shinoda.
Yeah.
I think it's like an exaggeration. I think it's they're playing with language and exaggerating to prove a point.
Or maybe they're carving it so they have 100% time allotted to this task, but now they're going 10% from another time allotment towards this task because they're not sleeping as much.
Yeah, maybe it makes mathematical sense and you just don't know it.
Yeah. Maybe they're willing to go the extra 10%.
Yeah. I had it loaded up. We're just skipping to the BNN for time.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
We're going to Japan.
Listen, bitch, we're going to Japan. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese master of the dark arts. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at cursing someone's tea or coffee to go cold before they have a chance to drink it. So grab your favorite sacred paper talisman, because these headlines are ready to make you mildly inconvenienced. This is Burrito's Nippon News. A segment within a segment. Within a segment. A segment. Do you got any incantations for us, buddy?
Master of the... Look, I don't give them away for free.
Okay? Oh,
shit!
Listen, if you want to stay oni free, you got to get with me, he says.
Checks in the mail!
I know where I can sell them. On Japan's leading flea market site, Mercari.
Yeah.
As that's where they are starting to pop up.
Curses for sale. What curses a market. For sale, yeah. I love it.
It's not real.
It says, if you know where to look, you can make someone's life a living hell with the help of dark forces purchased online.
This is like selling air, dude.
I love it. Or fart jars.
Yeah. Well, last episode we talked about selling air on Mercari.
Oh yeah, so, they were. Are you selling talking about air this from like 2020 or something?
Yeah, it was air from 2022. They grabbed it just before the new year, and then the next day they started listing them.
At least air is real, dude.
So tell me about these curses.
Yeah, it says there's a forbidden curse that recently sold for $235 US.
I love
it. Look out, everyone.
Why do you love this?
Because I want to do this.
Which is actually a limited discount. It was originally priced as $782 US.
Oh, wow.
Bullshit.
Wow, what a fucking bargain.
And it was only sold to two people per day for 41 days. So it was a limited release.
Wait, so it's 82 and they each sold for 200 something dollars? Listen to that, man. That's $160,000.
Respect the hustle.
I guess. Fucking dumbass is born every day.
The seller who was selling that goes by the name Jujutsuchi Mukuro.
Uh-huh.
The Dark Arts Master Corpse.
Wow.
And Master Jutsu. Corpse. He's got a wide range of magical effects, from seeking revenge on those who wronged you to wooing a crush. Or
Spanish fly
from financial trouble.
Spanish fly. Look, okay, the financial trouble one, a little shitty.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
It's like maybe you shouldn't be spending your money on curses, bro.
Yeah, man.
If you in financial trouble,
yeah, you cursing yourself, bro.
So if you purchase one of these, you send them the name of the related people and what you want done, and they'll do the rest. You receive a sacred paper talisman with writing on it.
A paper talisman!
In the mail in one or two business days after the ritual
After the ritual is complete. I fucking love this. Dude, I want
a certificate of authenticity.
Like, just make a death note. book, right? And just anybody that, yeah, you charge $5, I'll write their name in my death note.
Shit. That's what death note's about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I'm so upset. It's not, yeah, I mean, it's a these grift. People are, yeah.
Hey, what if you were the one?
That what?
That got
selling
cursed?
Selling a 2 per day for like $200 a pop.
I wouldn't do that, dude. That's, I don't know. That you just seems that unethical. Crooked? Yeah, it's
what
crooked
if you
shit.
Really had the power?
Well, you don't.
What if you were He-Man? Look.
Yeah.
He's got a perfect 5-star.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Shit.
You know what? Oh, new information has come to light.
Listen, dude. I'm don't sorry. You feel like a total asshole?
I feel like a
now?
Fool. Dude.
Don't you feel like a total like asshole a for fucking doubting Jujutsu Master Kaisen?
Right. Let's say Julio decided to sponsor you to get one of these curses, burrito.
Can you hire him to actually make the check get delivered from the mail?
Yeah.
That's a curse I would buy.
There's actually some cursed black salt for sale.
Wow. I love
which,
it.
Which, according to the product description, causes the target to always feel as if they are being watched, even while they're trying to sleep.
I love it. Like, is this illegal to do in America? Is this illegal to do to sell curses?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
There might be a clause on fraud. eBay.
There might be a fraud thing.
Well, you could just put it for entertainment value.
You could.
Certificate authenticity.
I bet
so these,
some,
are,
like,
these are kind of difficult to find on Mercari.
Because they keep getting taken down because they're bullshit.
No, because they sell it like fast.
Damn.
It's a funnier reason. So if you search Jujutsu, which
it's
means
anime.
Dark arts, it just comes up with page after page of Jujutsu Kaisen merch.
Yeah. obviously.
Like one of the biggest animes.
Yeah.
But however, most of them are under the category handmade, and you select other, and then you can find them that way. So
did you find them that way, Burrito?
I haven't looked yet, but maybe
you're just reading someone else's words.
Yep, that's what I do. I just report the news, man.
Listen, he doesn't make it. He just reports it, okay? Exactly. I didn't write them. I just read them.
Hey, your helicopter's here.
Speaking of robbing people. Japanese college student admits he robbed taxi driver, but denies in court that he was rude about it.
Wow.
It matters.
Yeah. Do you get extra punishment for being rude?
In Japan, you do.
Oh, no. So there's a 22-year-old college student who was being accused of robbing a taxi driver in the city of Matsuda, Shimane Prefecture. And they said that he was in town attending a driver's license school.
We call that driving school.
He robbed the driver of 30,000 yen, which is 225 US in cash.
Wow.
Telling him, give me 30,000 yen. However, he denies that this is how it went down. He said, yes, I took the taxi driver's cash, but he wants the world to know that he most definitely did not tell him, give me the money. He said, can I have you give me money? I'd be okay with 30,000 yen.
Nice. Bullshit. My only beef with this is the word admits.
Yeah.
Japanese college student admits? Fuck!
What is this, amateur hour?
Keep your mouth shut.
I thought the robbery was college. I thought that's what we were talking about.
Damn, dude.
An indoctrination on secondary schooling from one Gemini Jackson. That's the name of my autobiography. An indoctrination of secondary schooling by one Gemini Jackson.
By one.
By Gemini Jackson.
In the year of our Lord, 2023.
CD, man.
Domino's.
It's pizza time.
Ooh, yes. Time for Domino's Japan. They created a bacon shake for dipping pizzas into.
Like a milkshake?
Is it bringing the boys to the yard?
Unknown fusion.
Or is it ranch with bacon bits in it?
It's unknown.
No. It's actually a dessert.
What?
It says the shake contains a blend of rich ice cream and Hokkaido milk and a generous serving of crunchy bacon bitch.
Like,
bitch.
Which is bacon bitch.
Bacon bitch. Hokkaido breast milk.
I do love that about the Japanese is that they always have to, there's provenance to all their products. Listen, this milk came from Hokkaido, so you know it's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have
idea. They're super straight proud of breast milk. Their
where
local,
things came from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's? What's Slam City proud of?
Manju. Yeah.
Slam City based cum, dude? Cum from our area? Man.
Slam City horse cum.
The Brian McFly cum jars that stormed the internet went viral.
Yeah.
KrustyCumJars.com.
What's that hog that we sell?
Long pig.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Slam City's number one export is long pig.
Damn.
Not for long.
Yeah, so the bacon
per capita
shake.
Highest in the country.
Not bad.
Every time we ship a long pig, our per capita long pig goes up higher.
Yes.
It's exponential.
The bacon shake comes in a regular version for a little over $5 US and a whipped cream version for a little bit more, maybe about $1 more for whipped cream on the top.
That's what she said.
Domino's suggests...
Please.
That, I mean, you can drink it by itself, but also you
try
should
dipping
dip
your pizza.
Your pizza and eat it like that. So it's a new taste sensation, they say.
Are you interested in this?
I might be interested in the shake. I don't know about the dipping part.
Especially with whipped cream. I don't want whipped cream on my pizza.
Yeah.
I want it on my cock, not my pizza.
Yeah, someone put this on his cock.
Somebody put bacon shake on my cock, please.
Please. I'm sick of Gemini's dick not tasting like fucking bacon shit.
And milkshakes.
And pizza.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. I might crumble some bacon on on a shake and see what that tastes like.
Yeah, or just go to Japan. Let them do it for you.
That Hokkaido breast milk.
That's true.
Yeah, you ain't got Hokkaido
breast milk. It's a limited
time
only, so I don't know if I'll get there when it's still being offered, but we'll see.
Hey, regardless, dude, you're a bacon bitch.
You're a bit of a bacon bitch. Well, that was the news. Subsequently... That's the whole damn show.
You know, you can take your slice of pizza.
And the
you
bacon.
You can dip it in the bacon shake, and you can stick it up your damn ass.
Scram! I said split!
Split my cheeks!
Split my cheeks, he says.
Damn, cool. Nailed it, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!